districts were today in golf. Nice little short drive down to the Green Hills course in Chillicothe. I feel like we need that like live applause thing. Eliana Cowling, along with Reese Weldon, both advanced to state. Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Was it close, or did you know what your score was throughout the 18 holes, or no?
I just think it was, like, what do you mean? Like, our scores were
close. Do you know what your score is and how close you are to the cut line as you're playing?
Yeah, we were both pretty close to making the cut, but we made it.
So were you going, like, 9 to 18 and then 1 through 9, or did you go this rate 1 to 18?
We both went 1 to 18.
Okay.
I went from 10 to 9.
Okay. So here's what I know. I know you two made it through, and I know Gallatin had the top two golfers on the course. I think Elkoppel won it. And who was second?
Courtney Crose.
There you go, Courtney Crose. Where did you end up finishing? Because you had to finish, like, what, top 20 to make it then?
Yeah, so they took the top two team scores and threw them out, and then
okay.
It was the next 12 best scores.
So who got the top two team scores? Were we talking Gallatin?
Yeah, Gallatin was second, and then Cairo, they won it as a team.
We can mention this, too, since we're talking about those folks out to the west. The football team's not here. They scowl at me if I bring up this game because they don't want to hear about it yet, but we're kind of getting excited for Trent and Gallatin next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are.
A little bit. Now, the football team, Gallatin's going to say the same thing. We got both football games to deal with. And, oh, by the way, football team for Trenton and the football game for Gallatin, they're playing teams that are tied for third, just a game back. So Putnam County and Maysville, they have a lot to play with. So let's go with Eliana Cowling here first. You made the decision, I think it was, if I remember back to our week one discussion, like early summer or late spring to play golf?
Uh-huh. I started in June.
Okay. Did today make it all worth it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What gave you the confidence on, you know, obviously most seniors would say you've been through this before, you kind of know what it's about. What gave you the confidence today in a big setting?
Coach Molinex is great. It also helped knowing the course. We've played a meet there, and we'd have a tournament there. So I kind of am familiar with the course, but it helps for me to just not count my score and not think about it and just go out there and have fun. And
so you didn't count your score. Do you know your score off the top of your head?
No.
No.
I just know I made it.
Okay, there you go. I'm going to guess, and I know Coach will send me the information, I'm going to guess between 100 and 110. And see if that's right.
Yeah, I think the cutoff was more like 120. I think
okay. If
you were under 120, you're
going to. So if you're under 110, you had a really good day.
Yeah.
Do either one of you, obviously, you've had ups and downs as golf is all season long. Eliana, do you feel like on your best day, can you shoot double digits, something under 100?
Maybe on a really good day, yeah.
Really good day. In order for that to happen, because you know your game at this point more than others. What are the things that if you're going to shoot a 97, 98, 99, that you would have to improve on or be really good on that day?
Definitely, like, right around the green. I kind of struggle chipping on. But if I can get on the green, I can usually two-putt it. But it just takes a while for me to get there sometimes.
Okay. So, yeah, this is interesting. We mentioned this on the golf interview I had on week one, how you're the senior, which is, okay, the experienced senior, but it's your first year playing.
Uh-huh.
Reese played last year as a freshman.
Yeah.
Let's go. There you go. Just got to make sure that the mic is close enough we can hear you. Otherwise, you know, people say, I can't hear her. How did your experience go last year, districts?
I did not go to districts last year. I got sick and decided that I should probably stay home. So I didn't get to experience that last year. So this year was really, like, scary and nerve-wracking because I didn't know what was happening.
What is, because obviously it's a bigger meet with more girls running around on 18 holes than you see on a regular run-of-the-mill Thursday.
Yeah.
Is that what makes it more nerve-wracking that you have 18 teams and like 5 girls per team? So you got like 90 running around there instead of maybe 10 to 15?
It doesn't really make it like that scary because we have tournaments and there's usually probably that many there already, probably close to 70 people. So you just really are just focused on yourself and you don't really worry about how many other people
are there.
And
I'm putting myself in your mind frame here too. If you play, knock on wood, you play 4 years of golf at THS, you get 4 of these chances at districts to make state.
Yeah.
You got sick at the wrong time last year.
Yeah.
One of them is gone.
Yeah.
More pressure on you your sophomore year because of that?
Yeah, because I've made a little bit more progress than I was shooting last year. I'm shooting lower than I was last year. So the pressure is on, especially because, like, I didn't play last year in districts. And this year, I feel like everybody was expecting me to do well.
What was that moment like when you found out you're in?
Eliana and I were just kind of, like, hanging around each other. And my grandpa was there, like, counting the scores and just, like, kind of predicting. And he was right. And then he kind of told us before. And I was like, oh, like, I think we're going. And
right.
She was like, oh, my gosh. We were both, like, super nervous and kind of, like, scared. But also, like, super happy at the same time.
I just love the fact with this conversation, Elle, that when I asked you what your score was, you both had no idea.
Yeah.
You're just like, I know we're close. And we just want to be on the good side of that line and not the bad side of the line.
I think it was really close. But I'm glad that both of us are going instead of just one of us. It just takes off the pressure, and I just think it's more fun when Elle's around.
Let's go back to Eliana here. When it comes to your season, I feel like that, especially late September now into October, you pushed your game quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 10th place. You medaled at the GRC meet earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
How big of a step was that for your confidence?
Quite a bit, actually. I feel like leading up to that point, I was just kind of out there having fun. And then whenever I was all conference, I was like, well, crap. Like, I could actually compete with some of these girls. So I kind of... Today was kind of nerve-wracking. I had a rough front nine, but back nine were a lot better.
Did you have to get used to the course, or did you have to settle the nerves?
I think settling the nerves. And there was a lot of waiting on the front nine. The back nine just goes a lot quicker, so that waiting around kind of gets you out of your groove a little bit.
Reese, how often are, obviously, you're concentrating on your own game, you're with your teammates as much as possible. How often do you go, I know that girl, I know that girl, I know that girl, I know that girl? Is it kind of like old home week where you're like, I know most of the girls that are running around here, so
yeah.
I know if I can play against them?
I played with a few of them last year, and we kind of made friends. And, like, I've made a lot of friends throughout last year's golf season and this golf season, and it's just fun, like, going around and talking to people and being less awkward because you know people. It's not necessarily the pressure's on because you know these people aren't as intimidating as they look.
You know what else helps with that awkward stuff?
What?
You're not a freshman anymore.
Yeah, that too.
Sophomore, you can kind of walk a little bit more straight.
Yeah.
You don't have everybody giving you that freshman.
Yeah, they're like, oh.
Not that the senior over here would give you any of that grief as a sophomore, though, right?
No.
Eliana, obviously, I would ask you what your most favorite part of homecoming week was last week, but congratulations, homecoming queen.
No, thank you.
Was that top of the list?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's always... Homecoming queen's cool. I mean, it's not everything, but to win it was definitely cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's one of those things, whether you win it or not, it's just kind of, it's... Yeah, I mean, it's a contest, but it's something that means something for the kids in the student body, too.
Yeah, right.
So remember it for a long time. Other than that, what was your favorite part of last week?
Of homecoming week?
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably the seniors. The seniors won, like, the whole competition. You know, we do, like, the flow and the banner and the chalk. So our class actually won it last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're two-time champs. But the whole week, homecoming week is the best week of the year.
And I realized when you said last week, yeah, we played a polo last week, so it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I did mention with, I think it was the tennis girls that were here last week. I used to, when it would be easier to just walk into school, can't do it anymore, changing world, all that stuff. The battle cry thing on homecoming week at the Friday pep rally.
Yeah.
You want to go there, folks, and see classes and people that graduate from Trenton High School. Like, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
The classes get into that. There's a lot of pride.
Oh, yeah. It's intense.
Do you still have the stick or no?
Yeah.
To the winner?
I don't know where the stick was this year.
Like,
somebody
got to go find the stick.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's probably sitting where the old sugar bucket between Trenton and Chillicothe is somewhere.
Probably, yeah.
Just to miss it. What are you most looking forward to out of your trip to state?
Probably just time with Reese and Coach Mullinex. The three of us have just a really good time together. I'm looking forward to this next week of practice, and I'm excited for our practice round, and I just think it'll be a really fun experience.
How about you, Reese? Especially, I kind of mentioned that Eliana kind of felt like, you know, got to about the middle of September and kind of really increased her game. Kind of felt like in looking at your scores that you have a really good day, and then a couple of days later, not so good, and then you bounce back. Was that kind of the way the whole season was?
No, I felt like in the beginning, my season was more consistent. And then I just, like, golf is a mental game, and I just started getting in my head, and that really just, it just messes with my game a lot, because I just am thinking about the last shot and how it was so bad, and the last hole and how it was so bad. And then today I finally realized, like, you just have to let it go, and whatever happens, happens. And I felt like I had a way better attitude today.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the last part of the season, my scores were good one day, and then they were, like, really
bad. I kind of feel like I'd look at your score, because I'd look, you know, either 1 through 9 or 1 through 18 and go, boy, there's just that one hole.
Yeah.
Or if you could just take that hole and turn it into a 4 or 5 instead of an 8 or a 9.
It's really just my putting that messes me up. Like, I don't know, I was just doing so, like, consistent through the beginning of the season, and then I just fell.
When usually you're right kind of in the middle of the pack of all these different meets, when you go to state, you can really go to state and look at it and say, no pressure on our shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really just there to have fun. We're not really there to compete anymore because...
Is that going to be easier said than done because state is state? Or are you really going to try to have that attitude of whatever I do?
I feel like we're probably going to try our best, but at the end of the day, it's probably just going to be something to laugh at.
I always get confused with the dates of state. Is it next Monday?
It's the 17th and the
8th. 17th. So let's see here. Today is the 6th, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the calendar going in my head. So 9th, 17th and the 18th are a Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
So, yeah. You get through next week, you get through that Gallatin football game, and then you get ready to go on a road trip.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, girls, what is the best part of having Travis Mullinix as a head coach?
He's so fun. You really, it's, at practice, it's just more of a, we just joke around the whole time, and with a side of practice.
So it's a loose atmosphere. If you hit a bad shot, he'd be the first one to say, oh, shot's done, on to the next.
Yeah, it's really just a calm practice. There's no, like, tense feeling or anything. It's just, we're there to practice and have fun.
You get this question in a couple of years. I usually don't ask this to 10th graders. The senior gets this question. Where will Eliana Cowling be at this time next year, college-wise?
I don't know. I am kind of keeping my options open with colleges. I got accepted to Mizzou and SEMO. I'm still looking around, but Mizzou is probably where I'll be.
Makes for pretty good football on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I didn't get a chance to watch their game against Georgia last week, but they had a really good atmosphere going there. Mm-hmm. So maybe a Tiger.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Tiger. Any idea what you want to major in at this point?
Probably something in business, like international marketing is what I'm looking into right now,
Something to make some pretty good money someday.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Girls, congratulations.
Thank you.